Babies R Us is coming to 200 Kohl's stores. According to CNBC, Kohl's said Tuesday that it's teaming up with the owner of Babies R Us to bring baby gear, furniture, and more to approximately 200 of its stores across the country. The retailer struck a licensing deal with WHP Global, a brand management firm with a portfolio that includes Bonobos, Joe's Jeans, and Anne Klein. Kohl's said the first Babies R Us shops will open this August and expand to more stores in the fall. The shops will range from 750 to 2,500 square feet and will add more brands and merchandise to Kohl's baby category. Later this fall, customers will also see an expanded assortment of baby products on Kohl's website, and the company will launch a baby registry, its new CEO, Tom Kingsbury, said recently on an earnings call. Chris, are you, I want to know, I'm curious what you think about this. Like, the baby merchant in you has got to be, like, bubbling with all kinds of ideas, I imagine. But where do you fall on this?
Yeah, I've said on the show before, favorite job I ever had was running the baby department for Target. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been very critical of Tom Kingsbury in the past. I think even calling him Burlington Tom. And in this case, Ann,
yes,
I'm going a different direction.
Okay.
I love this. I think it's proof that experience does matter, mm-hmm, in the role of an executive.
Okay.
Right? Like, I think, and that's something that I think in this digital age has been downplayed a lot, you know, and especially with a lot of the ageism that goes on nowadays too, and certain other aspects, but experience does matter. And when it's especially when it's leveraged right. And in this case, Tom knows what the hell he's doing, because what I know from my background is, when we were talking about this yesterday, you said the same thing, is like, Burlington has always had a great baby business.
Yes,
they have. It's always had a strong baby business. And when I got into the department, I was like, really, Burlington? Wow, they do a baby, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knows that. Yeah. He knows that's an untapped opportunity for Kohl's, and he's found a partner in Babies R Us that immediately brings that cachet and that experience into the Kohl's environment. And the other thing I'll say is Baby's also a trip driver. It has been that for years for Target and Walmart, which is also what Kohl's desperately needs.
Yes.
When I step back from this, I'm kind of surprised that Macy's gave this up.
I totally agree. I thought the same thing, because we had speculated when Toys R Us signed that deal with that this could be next. But yeah, I'm pretty surprised that we didn't see that move.
We did. Yeah, I was surprised. Given the Toys R Us relationship, I thought they'd go this natural route. So, you know, way to go, Tom Kingsbury, to sneak in there and grab this. I have no idea what the financial parameters of the deal are, so you have to take that with a grain of salt. But smart move. I mean, it makes you more of a one-stop shop. It gets you into a category of business. And the registry side, from a digital standpoint, is also important, mm-hmm, because that'll help amplify things, because so much of the registry is done online now, too. So that's going to be a new angle for the business for Kohl's from an omnichannel perspective.
Well, not just registry either. It's just the e-com business in general. I mean, so many younger parents who are seeking this type of product out,
right,
are ordering, replenishing, are getting things like the feeding, like the gear, like all that stuff as their babies continue to grow, are ordering that online, which Tom Kingsbury said in that earnings call is really where they need to boost Kohl's sales, is their e-commerce business. So I agree with you. I think that should help drive people online and in store. Like, I really think, like, when you compare this to Sephora and what Sephora has done for Kohl's,
yep,
I think it's like it's going to have customers reacting in the same way. Like, you cannot get Babies R Us anywhere else. There's no standalone Babies R Us. And more importantly, there shouldn't be. Like, I think that's actually what I think is the smartest move of this, is that Kohl's is most valuable probably right now as a real estate provider, as a leasing provider. They have the space. They have categories that are not doing well, that are low performers, that could be wiped out of there, to provide space for something like this, for Babies R Us, that can exist in an environment where it can be a one-stop shop versus an anchor on a giant strip center. Like, this to me seems like a great place for all of these replenishment or ongoing recurring replenishment needs, from beauty to baby, and now into home too, which I think will be the next category that they're going after.
Yeah, it's an ideal partner in that sense too. Like, it's got some cachet. The devil will be in the details though. That's, mm-hmm, the thing. You can't just put this in and expect, it's not the if you build it, they will come strategy. Like, baby takes care.
Like Sephora was.
Yeah. It takes a little more care, a little more nurturing, because if you're in that store, you're looking to shop, you need some assistance there. Like, it's not an easy thing to think through. And that's what Babies R Us, when you get back to the core of what it did well, you always knew you were going to get good service when you came in there as the first time mom, mm-hmm. to or parents, I should say, too.
Yeah.
But the first time parents coming into that store, you knew you were going to get the help and support that you needed. So, and it was a superstore too. So that's, it's still a little bit different.
Yeah.
But you can definitely see the strategic angle he's taking, and he probably knows it's going to work based on the volume he saw at Burlington.
But, Chris, you know what it's going to be great for?
What?
That racetrack's going to be great for testing out strollers. You got a whole big Kohl's store up and down and escalators and all the things. You can just zoom right around.
That is true, Ann. You can have stroller races with, hopefully not with kids in them. We don't advise that at home.